From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Jackie Lydon, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. And joining us is Puzzle Master Will Shortz. Hello there, Will.
Hi, Jackie.
Nice to be with you again.
Same here.
You did something really interesting. Tell us about the piece that you've written for Time magazine.
Yeah, they have an annual issue on the 100 most influential people in the world. And they asked me to write a piece on Wayne Gould, who's the man who started the Sudoku craze last year.
And Sudoku, for those who maybe don't know, although I think in the puzzle universe, there probably isn't anybody who doesn't know. But
that's that numerical puzzle, numerical logic puzzle. It's in a 9x9 box, and it's in almost every newspaper now, except the New York Times. But just about every other paper has Sudoku now.
Just in case you folks out there aren't challenged enough by our puzzles. And speaking of challenges, would you remind us, please, Will, of the one you left with us last week?
Yes, it came from listener Lewis Sargent of Portland, Oregon. I said, think of a six-letter word for a common household activity, change the second letter to the following letter of the alphabet, and you will get the name of a well-known American entertainer. And I said it's the person's full name as he or she is popularly known, and it's a person still performing today. Who is it?
And the answer?
Well, the activity is baking. Change the A to a B, and you get B.B. King.
Cool. We had over 1,200 entries from people who tried to solve the puzzle, and our winner, randomly selected, of course, from the correct answers, is Kathy Bakke from Klamath Falls, Oregon. Hi there, Kathy.
Hello.
How did you solve this puzzle? Were you baking?
Well, Sunday morning Puzzle Master is a tradition in our family. Our whole family gets together and does it, and this Sunday, our son Duncan, who is 10, said, Dad, is there someone named B.B. King?
Wow. Nice.
Oh, boy.
Maybe your son should appear on the program.
And what do you do there, Kathy?
I'm a family physician.
Fantastic. How long have you been playing the puzzle?
We've been playing the puzzle for, I think, 4 years now. This is our first admission.
Well, are you ready to play, Kathy?
You bet.
All right.
All right, Kathy and Jackie, I'm going to give you some words starting with the letter E. For each one, give me a familiar proverb or saying that contains the word. For example, if I said elephant, you might say, an elephant never forgets. Number one is ears.
Little pictures have big ears.
Mm-hmm. Excellent. Also, the walls have ears, either way. Number two is early.
The early bird gets the worm.
Excellent. Also, early to bed and early to rise and so on. Your next one is earth.
Earth.
And I'll tell you, this one ends in the earth. It starts with the word the, and it has six words. The blank, 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 the earth, comes from the Bible.
You've got me, Will.
God created heaven and earth?
Huh. Well, maybe I'll give you half credit for that. I was going for the meek shall inherit the earth.
Oh, yeah. All right.
Oh, okay.
Try this one, I-E-Y-E.
I have one if Kathy doesn't.
Go for it, Jackie.
Beauty is in the eye of the beholder.
Excellent. Also, you could have said an eye for an eye, a tooth for a tooth. How about eggs?
Ooh, there's too many about eggs.
Eggs.
There's a well-known saying starting with don't.
Don't count your chickens before they're hatched.
The mother of all eggs. So.
Which came first, right?
Right. Don't. It has eggs later on.
Don't put all your eggs in one basket.
That's right. How about E-R-R?
To err is human.
Excellent. To forgive divine. Mm-hmm. Earned, E-A-R-N-E-D.
A penny earned, a penny saved is a penny earned.
That's it. Enemies, E-N-E-M-I-E-S, enemies.
Oh, I have a good political one on that.
I think I know yours, yeah, that's my alternative answer.
Give me a hint, Jackie. Or...
Well... You know, starting out my career in Chicago, this is the first place I heard this. It's about keeping your friends and enemies around you.
Maybe yeah, that's the idea. Yeah,
that's
yeah.
the idea of it.
Keeping your friends and enemies around you?
Mm-hmm. Knowing what's going on. It's about keeping plugged in.
Don't turn your back on your enemies.
Not quite like that.
Don't know that one. What are you thinking of, Jackie?
I'm thinking of keep your friends close and your enemies closer.
Exactly.
Ooh,
and you
one.
Could also have said an enemy of my enemy is
my
friend.
That's the Middle East rule.
Yeah. How about excuse?
Excuse.
The dog ate my homework.
There's a familiar saying in which excuse is the last word.
Hmm.
And it has the word law in it.
Ignorance of the law is no excuse.
That's it.
Good.
And here's your last one, appropriately, ends. E-N-D-S.
E-N-D-S. The ends don't justify the means.
Yeah, also, all's well that ends well.
Right, exactly.
Which is the end of the puzzle.
There you go.
And boy, did it ever. That was fantastic. Kathy, that was great. Really,
I wish
really...
I would have gotten the enemies one.
You always focus on, everyone focuses on the one they don't get, but you did
for
great.
Sure.
For playing the puzzle today, you'll get a weekend edition lapel pin, the 11th edition of Merriam-Webster's Collegiate Dictionary and Thesaurus, the Scrabble Deluxe Edition from Parker Brothers, the Puzzle Master Presents from Random House, Volume 2, a set of Sudoku puzzle books presented by Will Shorts from St. Martin's Press, and one of Will Shorts' Puzzle Master decks of riddles and challenges from Chronicle Books.
Great.
Kathy, what member station do you listen to?
We're members of Jefferson Public Radio, KSKS, Klamath Falls, Oregon.
Great. Kathy Bakke from Klamath Falls, it was really very much fun to play the proverb puzzle with you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Will, what's the challenge for next week?
Well, name a boy's nickname in 3 letters and another boy's nickname in 4 letters. Say these names out loud, one after the other. The result, phonetically, will be a familiar 2-word phrase for someone who is good-looking. And this phrase is an entry in Merriam-Webster's 11th Collegiate Dictionary. So again, a boy's nickname in 3 letters, plus another boy's nickname in 4 letters. Say these names out loud, one after another. The result, phonetically, will be a familiar 2-word phrase for someone who is good-looking. What phrase is this?
Great. And when you have the answer, remember there's a new way to send in your entry. We no longer accept email entries, but you can go to our website, npr.org, and click on the Submit Your Answer link to the Sunday Puzzle page. Only one entry per person, please. Our deadline this week is Thursday at 3 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern Time. Please include a phone number where we can reach you at about that time, and we'll call you if you're the winner. And you'll get to play the puzzle on the air with the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master, Will Shorts. It's been great. Thanks a lot, Will.
Thanks, Jackie.